This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This used to be one of my favorite parts of the day, but it's not anymore.
Why?
Because I don't like her anymore.
I know.
You haven't liked her for a very long time.
No, I didn't. I didn't like that you guys didn't like Mike, and like there were different things there. But so that if you've missed out, found a diary a long time ago. We read one entry every day, and truly will be that from now on because nobody has any power to veto it.
Right.
But she has done something bad. We all kind of jumped to a conclusion that it was cheating.
Because she described it as indiscretion.
In this last entry, she did say indiscretion. So I feel like, but then she's just. She still gets to live her great life and
she's
go.
She's trying to pretend it didn't happen.
Yeah, she's ignoring it, but she's talking about how great he's planned surprise parties. He gives me necklaces in a Tiffany box. And it's like, she's getting the spoils of war while being a double agent. Mm-hmm. And it makes me furious. I don't, as someone who has been cheated on, that is one of those.
Yeah.
It's a trigger that she's just, how can we like her?
Will it make you happy if I say, we will be fed today?
Because, okay, Erica every day is given permission by the room, and that might be rescinded, to turn forward and at least give us the date of the next one. And now all of a sudden, little speed reader's like,
no.
Like, you're like, oh,
yeah, I thought you couldn't read her handwriting.
Yes.
I just saw like the first sentence, which I think it means we're going to get some stuff, but also this is a longer entry, is what I was saying.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, are you excited now?
Oh, yeah. Let's go. Okay. So is that then enough of a recap? She's admitted it was indiscretion.
Right.
And admitted that she's still grateful, but she's just pretending it didn't happen.
And we know that Mike didn't know.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
That was July 4th. It was their 2-year anniversary. This entry is July 7th.
Ooh.
Three days later.
Okay.
I finally told the truth. I had to.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Who feels it in their arms right now?
When he asked me to be his wife, I was overcome with mixed emotions. I said yes because I had wanted to. Really, I did.
What?
Or I said yes because I wanted to, not had. He left this afternoon. He wouldn't tell me where he was going or staying. He just said that the dog and me had to be alone. Sorry, had to be gone by the 1st of August. This is July 7th.
Wait a minute. So you're saying he asked her?
That was the surprise. She was like, oh, he has another surprise. And I was like, ding, ding, ding. He's going to propose.
That's so fast. I know.
I agree. But
you two were fast too. But it's fast when you're
engaged
in your 20s.
Months. Yeah, we were in our 30s.
You're 26 years old.
She's 27
years old.
So,
oh my God, you got, okay.
No, she said yes.
We'll talk after.
Okay. He asked, she said yes. And then she told him, it sounds like.
Like that same moment, like what are you, oh God.
I don't know. Well, we don't know that. He said we need to be out by the 1st of August. He said he didn't care if he even saw me again, ever saw me again. He said I'd gotten a little bit fat anyway. He said I was a lying, cheating whore. He said everything I'd expected him to say.
Oh my.
For months I've been faking it, hoping I'd feel it, trying to pretend nothing had happened and that I'd done nothing wrong. When I told Katie about John.
John,
who's
writing
John?
It down.
John is who she cheated with. I think this is
the first. I'm looking through my notes.
No, there was a Justin.
I told Katie about John, she made me promise not to tell Mike. She said he'd done nothing wrong and didn't deserve to be punished. I agreed, and I tried to forget. Fake it till you feel it. I'd written about it and then ripped out the pages.
Oh, ta-da!
The handwriting's getting whack.
So she wrote about the affair that we'll never get to know the details
because
she just tore them out.
Something that going to make it unhappen. Was that going to make it unhappen?
Oh, if she tore the pages.
By pretending it hadn't happened, did I somehow unsleep with him?
So it wasn't just a little indiscretion.
I've avoided him in classes for months now.
Oh my.
I switched study groups. It didn't make him go away. I kept living my little fantasy world with Mike. I know I hooked up with John because I was scared. And once again, trying to sabotage myself, I guess I succeeded. Oh, I guess I succeeded on that part. I had to tell him. I was lying to him every day by not telling him, and I couldn't marry him unless he knew. So I told him the whole dirty truth, and now I'll get what's coming to me. I never deserved any of this good stuff, but I definitely deserve all this bad stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I told you we were going to eat today.
Wow.
Wow.
I don't know what to say to that.
It's
so disappointing.
Yeah.
The emotions. I've talked about this before. It's very strange. But as a man who's asked more than one woman to marry him, you are at that moment ready to spend the rest of your life with that person. And if they give the wrong answer, you're ready to burn them alive.
Yeah.
It's a very strange feeling to be equal parts like, I want you forever, but if you don't want me, I want you gone. And Mike just got that in the hugest way. It's like, I want to be with you forever. Okay, cool. I slept with somebody else.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it sounds like it was kind of ongoing too.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a drunken thing. Like they're friends. They were in a study group.
And, right.
You know, like,
I don't
like
know
they
if
got
she
close.
Slept with him more than once, but yeah, it sounds like friends to that point and then...
Mm-hmm. And especially like we said before, Mike was like kind of financing this whole thing.
Yes, he's working harder so she can go back to school, and then she finds a friend, and
it's
at
so
least once
brutal because you're rooting for her the whole way, and then it's like, what?
Why'd you do that?
Do you still have the diary open?
No, it's closed. But what are you asking?
When in the previous entry, did she say indiscretion? Or indiscretions.
I can I would open it up and figure that out.
If she said indiscretion, if she slept with this dude one time, she'd have said indiscretion.
I think it was singular.
I don't. I think it was indiscretions. Mm.
It was indiscretions.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But that could also...
So they got friendly. They're in study groups. Oh, we aced the final. Let's have a beer.
That could mean... Like, indiscretions can mean more. Yes, I think so.
No.
Because there are emotional cheating. Mm-mm. Obviously, she also physically cheated, but...
And Mike has to be thinking, like, he's cultured. Like, remember the French films? He's wealthy. He's all this stuff. And he's like, and I'm helping you, and you slept with some college kid? Yeah.
Graduate school.
Yeah.
But still, it's like, I'm the most like put together guy and you left me for
someone
younger probably than him. I mean,
I don't like what he said though about the you got fat anyways. Like, but I understand that you're hurt in the moment.
He's lashing. Most hurtful. I am like genuinely sad.
Yeah.
Because she is like, she's a woman who doesn't have a lot of self-esteem, and this relationship could have been really great for her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she sabotaged it.
She also was convincing herself for a while that it was right and she should have just left.
Yeah.
Okay, did you happen to read the next entry accidentally?
All I saw was that the handwriting looks like different. And it's July 30th. It's her, but I don't know. There's just-
so I just want to say,
what?
If she has to move out by the 1st,
she has less than a month.
Hey.
July 30th would
that,
be.
That the next entry she's got to be gone in 2 days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, Kim. How you been?
No.
Well,
we're back with mom.
Oh, yeah.
We find out what happened to the diary writer on the next entry on Tuesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.